Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee meeting for the Pacific National Board. The date is Tuesday, February 10th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I'm the chair of the committee. I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jeter, R. Paul Martin here, Tony Norman, Michael Novick,
present,
Raul Salvador,
present,
Barbara Whipperman. All right, we have six, that's a quorum.
Great, I sent out a second draft of the agenda for everyone's review on Sunday. Can I get a motion to approve it?
This is Lydia.
Lydia moves approval of the agenda. Does anyone wish to propose any amendments? Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the agenda?
Okay, we have the motion. Okay, I don't object.
Hi, this is Barbara. Sorry, I'm late.
Barbara,
we have so much
Barbara.
Sunlight, I didn't know what time it was.
Yeah. Okay, is there any objection to approving the agenda? This is the version of the agenda distributed on February 8th. Hearing no objection, the agenda is now approved. We are on to minutes approval.
Wasn't that the 9th?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was probably the 9th on the East Coast. So first, I'd like to ask everyone to mute their phones if you're not talking. That is much improved. Thank you. And second, the first set of minutes that we have up is the antique minutes of August 30th, 2012. Special thanks to our secretary for reconstituting them. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes? Remember, you'll have to take yourself off mute to make that motion.
This is Lydia. I so move.
Lydia's moved approval of the minutes of August 30th. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to those minutes? Hearing no amendments, does anyone object to the minutes of August 30th, 2012? The minutes are now approved without objection. We're on to the minutes of our last meeting, which is January 27th, 2015. Can I get a motion to approve them?
I move. So move, Adriana.
Does anyone wish to propose any amendments to those minutes? Hearing no amendments, does anyone object to approving the minutes of January 27th, 2015? Hearing none, the minutes are now approved without objection, and we are on to the CFO report and financial statement review. We have a 60-minute time limit on this, and we had planned to look at consolidated year-end income statements for 2014 and consolidated first quarter income statements for 2015. In addition to those, we now have a preliminary report on all fund drives currently in progress. Raul, it's your show. Go ahead. Raul, you have to take yourself off mute. Raul, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay. In a second. I'm trying to... Okay, well, first, we could go into the financial statements that have been sent last week. Was presented to the PNB for review, and also it was sent to the members of this committee for their review with their local management, local station board. The first report deals with the preliminary and audited fiscal year 2014 financials. On the consolidated basis, it shows that our total income or revenue was down to $1,112,000 which is primarily because of the CPV that was budgeted. So we're about $2 million behind budget on the revenue side, and $1,033,000 of that is our inability to secure the CPV funding for 2014, and that was budgeted that year. So the total net revenue, the net income for the consolidated figures was a deficit of $592,000, and that's compared to our budgeted surplus of $544,000, a swing of about $1.1 million unfavorable variance in the net income or deficit. The shortfall in the revenue was compensated partly by some of the expenses that were incurred less than the budget, primarily on the administrative side of the administrative side, which is a $2 million. Total of $2 million for the entire company, $2.2 million incurred in year-to-date actual, versus budgeted of $2.4 million, about $157,000 below budget on the expenses, and that difference was primarily because of the election expenses not incurred in the entire fiscal year of 2014. Where about $123,000 of expense was budgeted on that. And then in addition to that, the surplus or the shortfall, the deficit would have been even more had we decided to accrue about $658,000 of accrual for Democracy Now. For this year, we have not determined, we have not gotten any indication from our auditors whether it would be appropriate to make an accrual for this year for the services of Democracy Now. Because Democracy Now, the contract expired at the end of the fiscal year 2013, and so the accrual was not made this year. So we will determine during the audit of this financial statement whether an appropriate number should be accrued for this year. Those are the primary highlights of the consolidated financial statements. And I have sent out the station-by-station financial statements to each local management, and as well as the chairman of the local station board finance committee. I'm not sure if any one of you will be going over that. On the 2015, I had sent out the first quarter, the first 3 months of the year. Again, this is preliminary numbers, as we are still inputting some expenses and reconciling some revenue onto the first quarter of 2015. That includes October, November, December of 2014. But that is the first quarter of fiscal year 2015. And the preliminary results for the on the consolidated basis shows a surplus of, and again, this is preliminary, surplus of surplus of $958,000. But again, the budget has not been loaded up into our accounting system. And some of the expenses may not have been recorded as such. Nevertheless, the total income for the consolidated group is about $3.7 million compared to I don't have the budget handy here, right? But 3.7 million with expenses, with total expenses. $2,782,000, again, resulting in a net surplus of $958,000. A station-by-station P&L has been also provided to local management and LSB chairman of the finance committees, and as well as the general manager of the station. The same thing is done with that. This report was also provided to the PNB. I had sent prior to the beginning of this meeting a progress report on the current fund drive, the winter fund drive, where it summarizes every station's performance to date. Since the stations have different schedules, I could go over them and report to each one fund drive. KPFA's fund drive will go from January 27th to February 13th, a total of 18 days, with a total fund drive goals of $630,000. That's an average of about $35,000 a day. So far, as of the result of yesterday, February 9th, with 14 days of fund drive, they had earned about $397,000 of pledges versus the total goals of $630,000 total for this fund drive, which is about 63% of the total goals. On the day-to-day average, the fund drive to date, that's about 81%. They're pacing about 81.2% of their daily average. For KPFK, they have a 27-day fund drive that will be from February 3rd to March 1st with fund drive goals of $850,000, which is an average per day of $31,000. The actuals as of Sunday, February 8th, with 6 days of fund drive, they have garnered $132,000 versus a total of $850,000, which is only 15.6% of the total fund drive goals. And again, there's about 21 days left into KPFK's fund drive. They're pacing about 70% on the day-to-day basis. WBAI's fund drive dates are from February 2nd through March 4th, and that's a total of 31 days with a total pledge goal of $479,000, and that's averaging about $15,000 per day. So far, as of yesterday, they have raised $110,000 versus that's about 23% of their total fund drive goals, and they're pacing about 89.4% on the day-to-day average. On the PFW, their fund drive dates are February 2nd to the 22nd, a total of 21 days with a fund drive goal of $330,000. That's about $15,714 per day. So far, after 8 days, they have $96,487, which is 29.2% of the total fund drive goals, and with 13 days of fund drives to go. And they're pacing about 76.8% of their average daily goal. KPFT has completed their fund drive for this winter season, January 15th to the 31st, with a total number of days 17, total goals of $280,000. They finish with $208,577, which is about 74.4% of their goals. So they're short about $71,823 of their fund drive goal. So overall, I think the group is facing about 78% of their daily goals. So it's not 100%. So, but then there's KPFK, BAI, and PFW have more than 20 days. I mean, KPFK and BAI have more than 20 days left in their fund drive. PFW again had 13 days, and KPFI has 4 days left. And that's it on financials. I'm also wanting to talk about some items that might impact some of our financial condition. Obviously, the audit fees are coming up. Hopefully, we'll get the audit done by the end of this month or by March 1st. And but that we might have a payment requirement of about $50,000. And we have set aside some money for that. Legal bills, there's a unexpected major bills that was apparently accrued last year, and that we need to actually pay this year, and we are still working on a payment plan arrangement, and that would be about $90,000 that we have not really planned for this. And an in-person meeting, a proposed in-person meeting is being work on where an estimated $20,000 to $25,000 of cost might be required, and that would be my report for today. So I'm open to questions.
Tony's on the call.
Hey, Tony. So I will take a stack on questions. We have about 50 minutes left on this item.
Adriana?
I've got Adriana. Barbara. Who else?
Barbara.
Barbara, who else?
Arpaul,
who else? Okay, we'll start with Adriana, Barbara, and Arpaul. You're first,
and Bill. Sorry, I was muted.
Got you, Bill. Go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you. Raul, when we are talking about the fundraise, I mean, we are talking about pledges, right? We are not talking about fulfillment.
Correct.
Okay. It means, I don't know what's happening in general, but my idea is that the fulfillment is normally about lucky 70%. It means, that's a picture that I'm seeing, and I don't know if you agree or not with that. That basically give me an idea that we are at 50%. If we take from the pledges, we take only the 70% or 75% that we receive in fulfillment, we are talking about 50% of the goals, right?
That's correct.
Thank you.
But the goal is pledges, not fulfilled.
Correct.
The budgets are okay.
The budget already assumes some pledges won't be paid.
Thank you,
Barbara. You're next.
I've got a couple questions, Raul. You just said that the audit fees of about $50,000 are planned for. This legal bill of $90,000 was not, and $25,000 for in-person meeting, was that planned for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now back to the legal bill. Is this a legal bill attributable to some station, or is it a national office debt, or what is it?
It's initially attributable to one station, but an accrual was made at the national office. It's actually a deductible, balance of the deductible that Pacifica has not paid in terms of a litigation.
So is a station going to have to pay this?
It was already accrued at that station. However, the cash flow will have to be borne by the national office.
Okay, so the shock is totally yours.
Well, the shock is totally ours and the station, but one station.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us who?
It's WBAI.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Next on stack, I have our Paul. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. This particular agenda item is the FY14 preliminary statements, and so looking at this for WBAI, you sent out a couple. One of them is consolidated. One of them is BAI. The numbers are strange. I mean, basically, this is looking a lot like something, a previous P&L you've put out, including local board expenses for June of $25,000, which I would really like to hear about. Last time this came up, I asked about it, and I didn't get an explanation. Obviously, the WBAI local station board didn't somehow spend $25,000 in June, but I'd like to know what on earth that is right there.
Right. We have done our research on that. It was for a payment to a bridge loan, a temporary loan that BAI with apparently the landlord of Atlantic Avenue has advanced some money and it was paid off. And it was inadvertently charged to the local board expense instead of eliminating the temporary accounts payable.
Uh-huh. Okay. I would hope that next time we get something like this that the LSB doesn't have that gigantic thing in there.
Wait, hold on 1 second, Paul. Let me just follow up. So, Raul, it's going to come off the income statement altogether, right?
Right.
A loan payment's not an expense.
No. This is, again, there are still items here that we need some determination or resolution from the local station, and this is one of them. And for BAI, there's a couple of items that we need to adjust as we review this. So prior to finalizing them and prior to turning this over to the auditors for the 2014 audit, we will have done all the adjustments to that. And then we will send you a preliminary number that we will be submitting to the auditors for their review.
Sorry for stepping on you, Paul. Please go ahead.
Okay. And also, I gather from looking at the income side of this that once again, as in a previous one of these, we have a whole lot of income that's being shoved into listener support, which really shouldn't be there, which kind of inflates the listener support line quite a bit, right? 'Cause, I mean,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which means we can't really untangle that at this point in time. We can't really analyze anything like that because a whole bunch of numbers from other items have been shoved up into there. So that
right.
Help a
what,
lot.
Yes. What happened was I think with BAI and KPFK and to some extent WPFW, they are recorded based on cash receipts, actual cash receipts. We recognize revenue based on that. And the classification of the revenue will have to be done by the local staffing. And that's what we were hoping, that there will be some reclassification onto that listener support numbers.
But it's been some months since we saw the last version of this, which had the same problems, and that hasn't happened yet, right?
It hasn't happened yet.
So you're just hoping that the next couple of months will not be like the previous several.
Yes, and again, it really is depending on the response of the local station to reclassify this revenue.
Uh-huh. Okay. So again, it's going to be really hard to use that for a whole lot of things we ought to be able to use that for. Moving to the file named Preliminary Unaudited PL Statement FYE 930/2014.xls, it's the consolidated, and looking at the figures in there, they're somewhat, you know, there's some question in here. You have, it looks like in the bottom line here in cell R116, it looks like the final year for BAI for FY14 is about 36 grand in the red. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Then when I go to the other thing here, okay. My spreadsheet is taking a little time to move here. And when we get up to, there is a difference here of, I'm going from one spreadsheet to another. There is a difference in the, in what we've gotten from our let me open this. I'm opening up far too many things here, and I'm getting sort of unable to find what I was looking at 3 minutes ago. Anyway, so you're saying BAI was only 36 grand in the red for all of all of FY14.
Yes. This is preliminary numbers,
yeah.
And there are some items that we need to settle with the auditors on how we are going to record, namely, the if you look at your programming expense, the tower rental.
Yeah.
There's a $588,000 budgeted versus $452,000 that was recorded. And between September and October, when we had a deferral of payments, there was a reduction of the actual cash flow that may not have been recorded here. And again, there's a lot of details that needs to be reviewed in conjunction with the local station staff, because we could not find the answers to this. But we are reconciling every line item on this prior to providing this to the auditors. So that the actual revenue, if there are any other revenue that was...
Sorry, hold on a second, Raul. Whoever is speaking right now, you need to mute your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Bill?
Rails in order.
Bill, we can hear you talking.
I saw a little traveler last night.
Maybe that's not Bill. Marcus?
Sorry. Yeah, I wasn't muted. I was muted. It wasn't me. Sorry.
Sorry about that, Bill. Go ahead, Raul.
Okay. Sir, BAI... So we have several items that we need to look into, and that's one of the things that we have budgeted $73,000 on free speech, but we did not record any of those expenses, and there's so many more. So this is preliminary. We were asked to provide information that we have, you know, whatever we have at the time, and we have indicated that the completeness and accuracy of the this report may be dependent on how updated the financial records in the accounting system, Great Plains accounting system, has been recorded. And so we are doing different types of review versus budget, to see if there's any items that were budgeted that were not recorded. We also are reviewing every single line item against previous year's total, so we know if there's any change, big change between last year and this year. So all of those are requiring a little bit more time, and unfortunately, the national office staff are dedicating themselves right now with the 2013 audit. Like I said, this preliminary financial statements are being done so that you could provide feedback if there's any thing that you see. We take that into account as well. And some of the points that you raised, we are already looking into, and we are going to be making adjustments.
All right. Okay, so the 36 grand in the red is what it's showing here. However, I know that just about October, which, you know, was reflecting what had happened for all of 2014, we had indebtedness at BAI of about $465,000. And now some of that was owed to Empire, and now there's the deferred thing. So some of that will sort of go, you know, will be deferred. But it's not enough to get rid of all that. I mean, I'm not getting precise figures on this, and these spreadsheets are, you know, interesting. But I'm taking a back of the envelope guess here that BAI has to have, you know, significantly more than 36,000 if in October we were looking at over 400. Even if you cut that in half, let's say it's 200. A 36 and a 200 are very different figures for, you know, deficits. Also, I have to say, you're saying by March 1st you're going to get the FY13 audit stuff done, and you'll be able to start on FY14?
That's our goal, yes.
And the FY14 audit has a deadline of March 31st?
We had not really set up, if you're talking about a CPB deadline.
CPB wants it that way.
Well, that's inaccurate. The CPB deadline is actually, we need to do a financial statement by February 27th, or February 28th. For the fiscal year ending September 30, 2014, but there's an automatically approved extension of 45 days that will take us to about the 15th of April.
So by about April 15th, you're going to have reconciled in a space of 6 weeks. It looks like quite a bit of differences between what you know now and what we're hearing otherwise. I mean, you know, the simple bottom line of the difference between 36 and maybe 200 is big. And I don't know. I mean, I am.
Where did you get their number? Maybe if you provide us the difference, then we'll be able to utilize that in analyzing this.
I sent that to the committee some months ago, and the WBAI general manager handed that to us in October. I can point
but,
where I...
But, Paul, how many unpaid bills were you carrying when you started the fiscal year?
In terms of bills per se, I don't know. I don't have a count. There were a bunch, quite a few.
I mean, 36 is going to be, would correlate to the change in your balance of unpaid bills, not your total unpaid bills. And remember that all the severance costs at BAI were accrued in fiscal 13.
I'm not sure.
But paid out in fiscal 14. They don't show up as fiscal 14 expenses, but they came out of your cash balance.
I'm not sure that they were included in that. In any case, all right. My concern here is it's looking, I have to say, it's looking kind of dicey to get an audit done for the CPB by April 15th with this. I am hoping that the national office can reconcile this with WBAI local management, and I'm hoping that the other stations aren't in a similar situation. Otherwise, I don't, you know, that's a lot of work for people to get done in a short time.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Next on stack, we have Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you. I guess I'm really concerned. It's obvious some of the numbers are wrong in some of the spreadsheets. And I'm just looking, make sure I got read it right. You know, for the consolidated total foundation, we had about almost $600,000 of deficit in the last fiscal year. Was that right?
You mean 2013?
No, 2014. That was the spreadsheet you sent us.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. $592K deficit. But correct. Then for the first quarter only of this fiscal year, we're showing net income of almost $1 million. It just seems like it's totally unimaginable that it can prove that much in such a short time. And I mean, I do see a lot
Bill,
of things
Bill,
wacky, but...
You can't compare a quarter to a fiscal year.
Well,
the first quarter starts right before fall fund drives and ends right after December fund drives.
I realize that, but, you know, the last fund drive, the year before, the fund drive started at about the same time, if I remember correctly. And, you know, I know some of them do overlap the end of the fiscal year, but that's just a tremendous difference. And I know there's, I mean, if you look at links like Tower Rental, I mean, it's just really wacky for several stations, not just WBAI. I was looking at a number of them. I hope you'll check both the FY14 and the first quarter FY15 figures, because I'm not sure which ones to believe, because there's a number of them that are just dramatically different, and I don't think all of them have to do with timing of fund drive starts. But let me ask though. I mean, what I'm really more worried about though are cash flow statements, because I don't think there's been a cash flow statement in, I don't know how long, over a year, maybe 2 years. And maybe we could get by with it when we had reserves. You know, number of years back, we had quite a bit of reserves, a few million dollars, if I remember correctly. But we're having so much trouble paying our bills. We really need to get cash flow a statement. I don't know how any of the managers can manage if we don't know if we're going to have enough money in the bank next month to pay the current, you know, bills that we have to pay. And I think last meeting you said you would get us all the complete financial reports. Was that right? Including cash flow. That was one of the things I asked for.
No. What I said was once we rolled over the 2013 numbers into the system, we are able to generate balance sheet and a cash flow statement as part of the usual financial statement package. As long as we haven't done the September 2013 financial statement, we are not able to generate the cash flow and balance sheet. Okay. So that's what we're struggling with.
Okay, I remember you mentioning that about balance sheet. I didn't understand the cash flow. I mean, well, how do we manage? I mean, you mentioned some of the bills that we have to pay in the next few weeks, but, you know, what else might be coming up? And I worry...
Bill, you're asking about cash flow forecasts, correct?
Yes, right. But we need a forecast through the end of the fiscal year. I mean, it's part of the budget, essentially. But, you know, it varies, of course. You know, things come up, and it should be adjusted, you know, as we go along. Let me just ask you about a few things that are cash flow related. Have all of our insurance premiums, are they current?
Yes.
All different kinds of insurance we have.
Yes.
Health insurance, D&O, other liability.
Business insurance, property.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are all of our taxes current?
Excuse me?
Are all of our taxes current?
Taxes correct.
To IRS,
what do you mean?
And
taxes are correct.
To IRS and anybody else we need to pay taxes to.
You mean current? Yeah, they're current.
Okay, and how about tower leases? I know there's negotiations going on at one of the stations, but are...
Well, there are some negotiations, and as far as we have here, all the other tower leases are current.
Okay.
Except for that station that we were talking about.
Okay. Yeah. And I do worry a great deal about that one, about if the expense is continuing to accrue at the contracted rate, that's probably what the auditor is going to say. And regardless of how much...
Well, wait, what do you mean contract? Which contract?
Well, the contract for the tower, for the tower rental contract. If it says we owe a certain amount each month, then that's the expenses accruing at that rate, whether it's being paid in that amount or not. Is that right?
You're talking about a specific contract?
Well, the station we were talking about before that has...
Okay.
Where they're negotiating.
Was there a deferral of payment?
Yes. Well, I assume it's a deferral of payment. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but...
Yeah, we are not sure what exactly it is. We are waiting for the resolution of that. While we don't have anything concrete with our partner or the other party to that agreement, we are not able to speculate what our expenses or how we recognize our expenses in our books. So we have to wait for that, and the auditors are waiting for that as well.
Okay, well, I just assume until there's a new contract, the auditor is probably going to say you have to accrue it per the contract. But anyway, well, I don't want to belabor that too much, but have all the pension and 403B contributions been paid by Pacifica?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not paid. They're accrued, but they're not paid.
Okay.
403B is.
Oh, well, the 403Bs are all funded at the same time the payroll is funded.
Okay, but the other pension plan.
That not the profit sharing one, no.
Right. Do you know how far behind we are? And when
it's
needs
pretty
to be paid?
Well known that we did not pay 2012 and 2013.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I guess another thing I'm getting at is I think I asked for this last time too. Can we get a list of major payables? Because I think it would help individual managers also, as well as the national office and the national board, because we really don't know what's coming up. And you mentioned that one $190,000 liability that you weren't anticipating, but I don't know what else there is. And it seems like we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants. If without cash flow forecast, we don't know what might have to be paid, but if we had a list of them, we might get a better idea of what could be deferred and what couldn't. I realize we've been having to do that for a long time, but without a list of the major payables, it's really tough to know what sort of condition we might be in next month if somebody says, "Hey, you got to pay this bill." Do you know when we can get a cash flow forecast? Does that have the same problem with the balance sheet with Great Plains?
No. Okay. When you say a cash flow statement, in accounting, there is a cash flow statement that comes with the financial statement.
Yeah.
And so the cash flow, that's part of the financial statements, the routine financial statements. If you are looking for a projection of cash flow forecasting, the station should be able to determine what expenses they are anticipating. Just like we have at the national office. At the national office, we have what expenses we are expecting, and as we discover them, we add them to our list. And each of the local station management are managing their cash on that premise that they have the revenue that's coming to them, as well as the anticipated expenses. They have the routine expenses, the operating expenses that they pay, the utilities, the rent. They know exactly what it's expected. In addition
well,
to that, we
should be that way.
We have predetermined that. We have predetermined. I don't know. I'm just explaining to you what I thought you were saying. Predetermined non-operating cash flow that we included in our budget. So our budget presented the expenses from the prior years that were not paid during that time, and we anticipate to pay them. Now, if there's any new expenses, expenditures that may be current to that fiscal year, then they will have to put that in their projection, or they will have to tell us if they want us to do the projection for them or manage their cash for them. But that's the same thing across the board, and I am hoping that all the management, the local station general managers, are doing the same thing and managing their cash. As I was working with them, they know exactly what they're anticipating in terms of expenses. There are there's not anything new in their operation. And like I said, if I discover something that is not planned or budgeted or presented in our 2015 budget, then I bring forth to the attention of everybody what's going on.
Well, I realize it's supposed to work this way, but I don't have a lot of confidence that some of the managers are in fact projecting their cash flow adequately. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the problems that over and over again, we have to borrow money from one station or other just to make payroll or to pay for insurance. And sometimes, we've had problems with the insurance premiums not being paid on time. And, it's obviously a cash flow issue, but, and also, the statement of operations doesn't tell us what's been paid. It shows what's accrued, but it doesn't say, I can't tell from that, if central services have been paid, for example. It's because that's a cash flow issue. And same thing for paying any of the bills. And, it seems like some of the stations, the only thing they look at is, how much money do I have in the bank today? And so, okay, I can spend some money without looking ahead to think about what's coming up a month from now or 2 or 3 months from now. So I think it's really needed, and it's a standard financial report so we need it both for historical reasons to see what's been paid and what hasn't, especially for expenses, and as well as fulfillments for revenue and other donations and things like that. But we also need it to project our expenses in the next few months, because I think the next few months are going to be really critical. We're just really right on the edge. So I look forward to getting that, and I'm also, I guess I'm disappointed about the audit. I realize a lot has to be done. I know you told us you had hired some temporary people. I'm not sure at which stations besides KPFK to help catch up the general ledger. Is that right? Are they still working on that?
Yeah. The KPFK situation is a different situation where there was some damage done to the financial records that needs to be rectified. So we actually made a change there for the interim business manager. At the same time, we also have other people helping in that station to rectify that.
Okay. I mean, all the other stations, they have enough people to take care of all their financial records? Is that right?
I think so, but I think it's not the very ideal situation that I wanted them to be in. The stations PFW and BAI still is sharing a business manager with KPFT, but I think that they should do their own business management and accounting at their location.
What I'm getting at is what's holding up the audit, because I know there's work that has to be done, and you got to get all the data entered. But frankly, we've been hearing this since last May, I believe, that we always think it's going to be ready to go the following month or within a few weeks, and then the next month it's going to be ready the next month, and the next month it's, you know, it's just over and over. And so I don't, I hope you can give us some confidence that it really will get done in a few weeks, because I'm, we're kind of hearing the same thing we've heard over and over. I mean, do you,
as far as, first of all, we know, we have indication that it will be done by the end of this month, or by March 1st. And again, that's a projection. We pretty much done our side of it. We're, I think we're looking into a March, I mean, and a March 1st completion of the audit.
But do you see what, Maisha? I mean, 2 weeks ago you said
Bill.
Yes.
You're kind of monopolizing the airtime here. You've had about 20 back and forths.
Barbara with a comment.
I will come
we'll
back to you,
back
Bill.
On the
but
then, please. Thank you. Okay.
We have 7 minutes left on this item. Sorry, 9 minutes left on this item. Does anyone else want to get them?
Could you put RPAL on the stack too at some point?
Okay, I heard Barbara.
Michael.
I heard RPAL. Michael will go first because he hasn't had a bite of the apple yet. Okay.
So,
go ahead, Michael.
I guess part the I'm looking at the KPFK preliminary unaudited, and just to be clear, I'm trying to get a little clearer on a couple of things. One is the income is more than $500,000 less than anticipated in the budget. And it's showing the expenses as $222,000 less, and then therefore an overall deficit of over $300,000. Are those are all actual expenses and not accrued expenses, or in other words, are there things in there that were supposed to be paid that weren't paid, or
no? These figures are coming from the actual invoices paid for KPFK. It's we are still looking if there are any other invoices or expenses that were not recorded, and I was just at the offices of KPFK, and there's about another $20,000 of worth of vouchers or expenses that are not entered into the Great Plains, so it's not recorded here. As far as all the invoices and documents that would pertain to expenses, they were all recorded except the ones that we discovered yesterday, and again we are relying heavily on the local stations recording of all these expenses, and then once we reconcile and do the analysis that I mentioned earlier, comparing to budget, we still can probably find some accrual that would pertain to those expenses. There's a lot of you know, variances in this report, and again, this is preliminary, unaudited. We'll call it interim. It's not final yet.
Okay, so I like the one that you kind of pointed out, in the sense that the tower rental, tower utilities, are both the tower utilities. What was paid was only about half of what was budgeted, and does that mean that somehow we're owing that $23,000 to the utility company?
Right, and yes.
Okay.
They were paid at some point, and then those are the things that we discovered were not being recorded. They were cutting manual checks, and they were not being entered into the system.
So you're saying they may have actually been paid, but
right,
they aren't showing up in here. And exactly. Then for the central services, it's showing $34,000 deficit, essentially. Is that the entire obligation for the previous fiscal year?
Yes. The central services is just a function of listener support. And if your listener support is lower than what was budgeted, in this particular case, KPF case, listener support line is down $215,000. So a corresponding adjustment of listener support is reflected in the central services.
Okay, so that might not be an obligation then to this National Office Fund Foundation.
No, okay. That's just an accrual. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
What you're going to get nailed on is premium costs when they wind up accruing everything.
Yeah.
I had Barbara, R. Paul, and then Bill for second round. Does anyone else have questions before we go into the second round? Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
Well, this isn't a question, but a little information. Our business manager has been working with CMAC. Raul must know about this, but he may not have heard her latest work with them. She's apparently going to be able to get a statement that can be used by everybody of cash flow, actual cash in, actual cash out, not an accrual, but actual cash. And there'll be an FRX report that could be used by all the stations. So that's something that will help with all of these unknowns that you guys are asking about.
Okay, R. Paul, you're next.
Okay. Did I hear you right? You said the auditors are going to want to see the details of the new contract on the tower before they can, you know, really get the audit done. Is that right? Because
what audit are you talking about? Is it 13 or 14?
Either, well, I guess 14.
Well, the
14
is done,
let's
pretty much
it's
done. Well, the ongoing negotiation has nothing to do with the 2013. It's affecting the 2014 and forward.
Yes. So are they going to need to see a new contract? Because let's say there's the possibility there won't be a new contract before, say, February 15th or before April 15th. Will that shut down the audit?
No, I think what I was saying is that we cannot speculate on what the new contract would be. What happens is if we do not have any new contract, then my logical conclusion would be to record expenses based on the existing contract,
which is going to be huge, and we all know, okay. Well, that'll be an interesting audit. The other part of it is you're saying the stations need to get their accounting done and all of this. How is BAI going to do this since we only have, I think we only really have the general manager and an intern, maybe two interns by now, being able to do any of this? You know, BAI has all of this stuff, and you're showing the spreadsheet here with information missing, information in wrong places, and stuff like that. And you know, in terms of the accounting, how do you expect BAI will be able to do all of this accounting in time to make the FY14 audit happen on time?